Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, so Al was a senior at UC, and I guess so is Rodney. Rodney's about to go to graduate school overseas. So, you know, it could be a while before these two see each other again. But what's making this so distressing is that he's completely ghosted Alba after a couple of hookups, and she's freaking out.
Yep.
And she thinks this guy may be the one.
It's the real deal happening here.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's worth going to these extreme measures, calling second date update and trying to reestablish contact with them. So, Alba, we're just going to get right into it, make the phone call, hope he answers, and go from there, okay?
Okay, you guys, thank you.
No problem. Hi, is this Rodney?
Yes, who's this?
Rodney, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing, man?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir. You got a few minutes?
What's this about?
Nothing bad. An admirer of yours called us this morning. Alba, who I understand you've hooked up with a couple of times. Big fan. Thinks you're great. You guys have had some fun together. And it's been a bit, and she misses you, man. What you been up to?
Well, so I like her, but you know, I'm not really in the mindset emotionally to look for a wife right now. And I address this, like, at least what it feels like 100 times.
Really?
But, yeah. But she can't go... She can't continue to go on about how we're soulmates and how, you know, generations ago we've had this kindred relationship. And like, it gets really weird because she starts talking about how we have had 7 past lives together. The thing that makes it all the more weird is that in that period, it was like the 1900s and she was the husband and I was the wife.
Oh, that's a cool dynamic to have, because, you know, past lives, that's how they work.
So wait, she's being specific in discussing your past lives. She has recollections or actual memories of your past lives where she believes that you two were married, but you were the wife in that life and she was the husband?
I believe she told me she went to go see a psychic that's around the school.
Okay.
I think everyone's free to make their own decisions, but I just feel like there's sometimes a little kookier than the last or the next.
I couldn't possibly relate to that, dude.
Hey, stop it. There will come a day where you will look back and say, you know, that Jen was onto something.
Oh my gosh, you were right.
Oh my God.
You were so
all along.
Right.
It's the new name of the show, Straight Up and Kooky in the Morning.
I mean, I would honestly rather her be more kooky about being vegan or something more practical like zodiac signs, you know? I have heard it all and I could be prepared for it. But like relationships from generations ago, that's next level stuff.
Has anyone ever told you you sound exactly like Mark Zuckerberg? Mark Zuckerberg?
You think so?
I would like his bank account, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Rodney, I don't know if you're a fan of the show or not, or you ever have a chance to hear how our segment Second Date Update plays, but I just want you to know that Alba is on the line with us, and she's hearing what you have to say, which I think is important. It's good that she's hearing this, because I want her to address it. Alba, you still with us?
I don't know. I feel like you're exaggerating a little. Like, yeah, I went to a psychic, but it's just because I'm, like, excited about you. Like, I get excited, and yeah, I think you're so great, like perfect, really. And I don't have to talk about the psychic stuff anymore, or like tell you what she said anymore. I just, like, really want the chance to go out with you again. And I know I get really excited about things early on, but, like, just give me one more shot. I feel like you and I have something so special and solid.
I just don't think that that would actually work, you know? I just don't know if I can really handle something like this, especially this young, this early. So I'm really sorry. I don't think I can do this.
You know, I'm kind of bummed that you guys can't just be friends and hang, you know? Like, you know, maybe it would develop into something, maybe it wouldn't, but I don't know. There's just an air of finality to this. And, you know, I guess part of it is because, Rodney, you're going overseas, and Alba feels like she'll never see you again, and I hate that, but...
Hey, we live in a pretty well-connected society.
Yeah.
You know? Plenty of time to hang out in Clifton for a little bit longer before you head out. You can stay connected on social and on your phone.
She seems so sweet.
Yeah, I
have no problem being friends. I just don't think I could handle anything with that level of commitment.
Of intensity.
Yeah.
Now, do you think you would be able, Alba, to hang out with him and just be friends? Or is that going to be just torture if you have these deep-seated beliefs that he might just be, you know, the perfect match for you? That's hard to be friends when you, you know.
Yeah, but I'll take whatever I can get. Like, I like him so much that I will, like, if it means that I have to just be his friend for now, then that's fine. But I really think that, like, we're going to end up together. And even if he doesn't see it now, I think... I just believe in fate and destiny, and I think that he will see it.
God, I've been down this road, man.
Oh, you've had so many women do the same thing with you.
Just one. It sucks.
I know. Like, I don't mean to sound desperate, but I just, like, have never had this connection with anything, and I feel it so strong. And I know you don't want to hear about the psychic, but she, like, completely...
She nailed you.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is exactly why I don't do psychics. This is doing her no good.
Oh, well, hang out one more time. Can you hang it? Just hang. Let us send you out one more time.
Listen, if the psychic is right, then none of this matters because it's going to work out that way anyway.
Right.
Allegedly, exactly, like, that's how it'll work out. Yeah.
Rodney's like, hey, okay, whatever. I don't know, Rodney. I want you both to stay in touch with us. You never know.
I know you don't.
A lot can happen. But I'm kind of with Tim on this. You know, you got a little more time to spend in Clifton before you head out.
And hey, you're college students. Let us send you out for a really nice dinner to a restaurant you might not otherwise go to.
Oh, that'd be great.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
That psychic is amazing.
Did the psychic
it's
predict
already
that?
Starting.
Yes.
I mean, she mentioned that we were going to, like, have a very successful and lavish lifestyle together, like, in the future. I just know, Rodney, you're going to be so successful and do so many things, and I just want to be by your side and support you and be a part of that because I really believe in you, and I think you're so amazing.
Oh, Alba, you are so sweet. My heart is pouring out to you right now, but you have got to tone this down.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to freak him out. If this is for real, just let it happen. I love that we turned Rodney around on food. God bless this man.
Jeff couldn't imagine that happening.
Not at all.
I mean, you could offer me like a whole week's worth of Lunchables. I'll probably answer the same way.
Good to know, buddy. Good to know. All right, Rodney, thank you for taking the call, man. We're going to set this up with Alba, so you'll be hearing from her soon. Just please give her the courtesy of a response. And I swear, dude, you really do sound like Mark Zuckerberg.
We'll get on a conference call with him next time.
Rodney, what do you want to do when you get out of school? What are you studying?
Right now, I'm really focused on this trip where I'm actually going to go backpacking for a couple of months in Europe.
Nice.
Well, what's your major?
Psychology.
So you don't know how you're going to use that degree yet.
I don't know. I was thinking brain surgery as a sort of avenue to take, even though you really wouldn't go about saying, oh, I'm going to be brain surgery as a major, you know.
Well, you have fun in Prague for a little bit first, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely Prague, some Amsterdam. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I want your life, man.
I know, right?
I want that optimism.
Right?
Okay, so that was back in March, before the pandemic.
Right, right.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Fast forward to today. Please welcome back to the show, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, guys.
Are you in the States? Are you home? Or are you in Europe somewhere?
What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm here. The last time we spoke, it was right before COVID. It really, really hit. And at that time, I was planning on backpacking through Europe over the summer. And obviously, that did not happen.
It did not happen.
Mm-mm.
No. So, I graduated, but then had nowhere to go, nothing to do. And, luckily, I had a little padding in my bank account set aside for Europe. But, yeah, I didn't have an apartment or a job or anything. So, like many people, I was kind of starting to stress a bit. And I didn't want to move back in with my parents in Minnesota. So, I just decided finally, I was going to backpack in Europe. Let's backpack in the States. And then I decided to just hike the Appalachian Trail.
Wow. Good
That's
for you.
Fun.
That's awesome.
That's a long hike.
Nicely done.
How'd that go?
It was great. Quiet way to spend a couple months away from people. I really didn't have time to do the whole thing, but I did a lot of it. And here's where it got a little weird. I'm just outside of Clarksville, Georgia, at a place called Mark of the Potter, looking at waterfalls there. Nice, relaxing, beautiful. And I hear someone shout my name. It was Alba.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just about myself, too.
Was she following you? Did she attach a GPS locator to your backpack?
No, she was relatively calm. I think she was just about as shocked as I was to see each other there.
That's how they disarm you.
Stop it right now.
It all truly, what are the odds, right? I'll admit, it was kind of actually nice to see a friendly face. And we started talking. She was there with another friend, and the three of us decided to get something to eat. We hung out for the rest of that day, and, I really had a great time. I was planning on leaving, and I decided to stay one more day to hang out with them. I was having that good of a time to make that decision, and I just couldn't figure out what she was doing there. It's crazy, right?
What are the odds with the coincidence?
What are the odds?
Yeah.
This is very bizarre.
She's right there with you, isn't she?
And I couldn't believe that he was there either.
Oh my God.
You guys, I was afraid it was unexpected, but to be honest, it kind of wasn't. If you would have asked me prior to that trip if I wanted to go hang out on the Appalachian Trail, I would have been what? It's not my thing. But I had one of my experiences that I can't really explain. But first, I found this flyer in a parking lot. Then I had this webpage pop up on my Facebook, all stuff about the Appalachian Trail. And then I ran into this friend that I hadn't seen in a super long time that was telling me all about it. She had done a little part of the hike, too. So when I have things like that happen, I really pay attention. Mm-hmm. Then I have this dream. So I told this friend of mine what was going on, and I asked her to go with me. And this is a good friend of mine, and she's seen this kind of thing happen to me before. And so she knows that something really cool is about to happen.
When you have a bunch of synchronicities all lining up like that.
The world was talking to you.
Totally. So we just went with it. Hopped in the car, went, and I didn't know it would be him that I would see, but I knew I needed to go there for something. There was a reason. So when I saw him, I was okay, this is it. This is my second chance. And I just remained calm and went with it. And I think that the first time we met, I just let my excitement take over. And I can see how it was definitely overwhelming for him. But this time it was just so different because I was out in nature and I was feeling really grounded. And just the knowing of the universe creating this moment for me, for us, mm-hmm. just relaxing into it. And I was able to feel really settled and just in the moment.
And you're sure it was the universe and not a private investigator that you hired?
You're going to stop.
Absolutely. I had no idea it was going to be him out there. I just felt so compelled to go and I couldn't ignore it. And everything just clicked. And, this time, opposed to when I called you guys a long time ago, I let him notice the connection first. I didn't push it. I didn't force anything, and I just, let it happen naturally. And
he needed a little time to catch up to you in the universe.
Yes, exactly. And, when I left...
He was busy taking a hike.
When I left the trail, this time I knew that I would hear from him.
Is that because you had him bound and gagged in your trunk?
This is awesome.
Rodney, are you still there with us? Are you okay?
Yeah, no. If you told me that this was going to happen, I would have told you that you were crazy. I would have said you were certifiable. But you know what? It happened. I mean, it's just like she said. And now, honestly, when she gets a psychic hit or push, I pay attention because she's never wrong. It's really wild.
Is that right?
Yeah, no. If you're lucky enough to know someone as intuitive as she is, you know what a ride it can be. And it's really, really amazing. I mean, I'm definitely in this and excited to see where it goes. So, yeah, I mean, everything, it's good right now. It's really, really good.
Wow. Jen couldn't have written this better herself.
I'm telling you, I'm just listening. I'm like, I totally get it. I have some friends that are highly intuitive, like you, Alba. And when they get a hit, it's like, oh, what's going to happen here?
And here is a real life example.
Well, I was telling Rodney, I'm like, we have to call them and like let them know because, I mean, it's just incredible. Like after that, I still had faith that like it was going to work out and I never quit hoping. Like I didn't obsess about it or anything, but it's just amazing. And I guess like we also wanted to share to like give people hope. You know,
but if you find a flyer in a Kroger parking lot blowing in the wind for a hiking journey in Georgia, maybe go.
Yeah. Well, trust the timing. You know, if something doesn't happen the way you want it to right now, just maybe later. It's just not time yet. I love it. I love it. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you guys. We're so glad that we were able to get back in touch.
Yeah, it's definitely wonderful. Thank you guys.
Rodney, if you need us to call 911. Blink once for yes.
Alba, I'm going to kick him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roddy's not going anywhere, but it's...
Gross.
All right. So that caps off second date update week and a half.
How about that?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.